Hi, I'm Christine Langford, and welcome to the Rest Stop Podcast. Whether you're traveling around the world, around the country, or just traveling through life, you have to take time to rest. Traveling with the Father provides these short rest stops to help you refresh and reconnect with your Heavenly Father. Today is the final episode of Season 2, and this one will be a little different in that we will discuss the importance of taking time to replenish, and I'll give you some tips. I actually recorded it quite a while ago, but I decided to hold it until today. Also, I'm going to be taking a break from the podcast for the month of September so that I don't find myself in a drought. I'm going to be proactive and take the time to replenish. Now let's get started. For I will satisfy the weary soul, and every languishing soul I will replenish. Jeremiah 31:25. Do you need to replenish? When we explored the area just down the road from our campsite, we discovered why the beautiful campground at Elephant Butte Lake State Park only contained 4 or 5 other campers. The sign pointing to a boat ramp led to a massive parking lot. Totally deserted. Instead of ending at the lake, the boat ramp led to a grassy field. We drove over cables meant to hold the floating dock and by the buoy to mark the no-wake zone. We drove in the ruts to the Rio Grande River. Later, we discovered the lake was at 5% capacity. The drought conditions meant that the lake did not receive the amount of rainfall it needed to replenish the lake levels. Plus, the water in the lake is also used by farmers to irrigate their land, so the farmers needed to take more of the water than they normally would. All of this led to the lake becoming dangerously depleted. Similar conditions are occurring at Lake Powell and the Great Salt Lake. Officials have been slow to respond to the crisis. Our personal droughts can be like that, too. Sometimes we, too, can be slow to react when our inner resources get depleted. We expend our energy in our jobs, our children's extracurricular activities, church activities, or community activities. Then something happens, like a drought that is out of our control. A sick parent needs our help. We have our own health crisis. Or we lose a job. Or a global pandemic hits. The crisis takes what precious little resources we have left. So how do we replenish? Here are a few suggestions if you find yourself needing to replenish your resources. Number 1, take an inventory of all your activities. Make a list of all the places that demand your energy. That includes people, church activities, social activities. You might also consider doing a time audit where for a week you track how you spend every single hour. Number 2, make life energy lists. Emily P. Freeman has you create 2 different energy lists in her Next Right Thing journal. I have a link to that in the show notes. And I found that practice to be very helpful. First, you make a list of things that energize you, that replenish you, that make you feel better after you've done them. And notice that I said after you've done them. You may not feel particularly good before or during exercise, but it probably makes you feel better after you've done it. Then you also make a list of things that take away energy, that make you feel emotionally or physically drained. You might not be able to make the lists off the top of your head, but every night over a couple of weeks, think over your day and add people and activities to these lists. Number 3, analyze the information. Pray over it. Ask the Lord to help you look at your list with His eyes. Consider what activities are absolutely necessary in this season of drought. For example, when I needed to take care of my mom as she battled terminal cancer, I had to say no to other opportunities, at least temporarily. I just didn't have the time or energy to do them. Also consider how to limit the amount of activities or people that drain you. Where can you set limits or boundaries in this area? And consider how you can add as many life-giving people or activities to your list. Singing in choir definitely renews my energy, and it also doesn't create any pressure for me. So I tried to make it to choir practice as often as I could during my mom's illness. Number 4, seek outside counsel. After you've gone through these factors, find a time to talk to a spouse, a trusted friend, or a pastor. With a more objective viewpoint, they might be able to see things you cannot. When faced with my mom's diagnosis, my knee-jerk reaction was to quit seminary or just get the certificate rather than my master's degree. But my husband wisely counseled me to keep going since I had less than a year left and to cut other areas. Meditate on this verse. For I will satisfy the weary soul, and every languishing soul I will replenish. Jeremiah 31:25. I read recently that the water level at Elephant Butte Lake is up to 14%. That is quite an improvement from last fall, but it still has a long way to go to be completely replenished. Likewise, you might need an extended time to replenish your resources after the crisis has passed. I talked about steps I took in a different blog post called The Clearing. Just remember to give yourself grace in this season. Let us pray. Lord, my resources are feeling dangerously depleted. Would you please come and fill me with your living water? Would you give me the discernment I need to look and see what choices I need to make? Amen. Again, this will be my last podcast until October. I look forward to coming back refreshed to provide you more of these rest stops. Until then, enjoy listening to the ones that you missed, or maybe take time to go through the activities in the Traveling with the Psalms devotional. You'll find the link for that in the show notes. See you in October. This podcast is part of Traveling with the Father, which provides inspiration and resources for Christians to serve others and draw closer to God while they travel. Thanks for listening.